to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever felt a little frightened by this old world? I know I have. Fear isn't good for your health. One girl felt a little concerned about the coming winter until she learned a valuable lesson from nature. Here's her story. Elsa looked at the falling leaves and drying grasses. She noticed great lines of geese flying high overhead as a chilly wind blew up the valley, making her shiver and move closer to her mother for warmth. "I don't like autumn," she said. "Why?" Mother wanted to know. "I'm worried about the animals," the girl stated. "See those squirrels and chipmunks and birds over there? And what about the foxes and bears and groundhogs and the white-tailed deer? What's going to happen to them when the snows come? It gets so cold that Miller Pond freezes solid and all their food goes away." Mother thought for a moment. "Well, you're right," she said. "They don't have a warm home like ours. But they have something else to help keep them safe." "What?" Elsa wanted to know. "They have God." "God?" the girl gasped. "What do you mean?" "Well," Mother said, "when God created this world, he made sure that every creature had a home. But when sin came along and Adam and Eve lost their safe garden home, so did the animals. Soon, sin brought cold winters and many dangers into every creature's life. Adam and Eve had to build a shelter to live in. And what did the animals do? God taught the creatures of this earth to dig into the ground or burrow into trees for protection. Some learned to fly south to faraway, warmer places. Many began sleeping during the cold winter months in cozy dens, while others figured out how to find food under piles of fallen snow." Mother pointed at the colorful autumn leaves. "So now, whenever winter is about to begin, and I know that soon snows will be blowing and Miller Pond will turn into one great big ice cube, I don't worry about the animals. They know what to do because God has taught them how to be safe and secure even in this sinful, dangerous world." Elsa thought for a moment. "Okay, I won't worry either. I know God takes care of us all." Mother smiled. "Would you like to help him?" "Help God? How?" Elsa asked. The woman started the car. "Let's go buy some birdseed and some food for the squirrels, rabbits, and deer. They can carry some of that food back to their dens and tree cavities for later when it's cold outside. We can help God take care of them." And that's exactly what they did. Yes, fear isn't good for your health, but happiness is good for your health, and helping God take care of his many creatures can make us very, very happy. Why not try it where you live? Then the animals can be happy too. Listen to these beautiful words from the Bible. God says, "So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God." Isaiah 41:19.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!